The story of Roger Federer is no Williams story. In fact, to those who hanker after an egalitarian tennis world, where the economic circumstances of a child's background are no obstacle to them making it to the very top of the game, this will offer no supporting evidence. While Venus and Serena Williams were genuine products of the ghetto community of Los Angeles, and Jimmy Connors grew up in a blue-collar area of Illinois, encouraged to despise the rich kids who populated the established tennis clubs, Federer is a product of the affluent middle classes. He's the second child of a modestly well-to-do but unremarkable family from Basel. He's certainly not had to defy social obstacles to reach the top. He's not even a middle-class rebel without a cause like John McEnroe was. He has never felt the need to turn his anger into on-court intensity, the way Connors, Leighton Hewitt, and even Pete Sampras could turn their opponents into deeply hated enemies, at least for the duration of a match. Nor has he ever resorted to the snide tactics of a McEnroe, Jon Tyriac, or Ilya Nastasi to derail an opponent's concentration. He's a well-spoken and well-behaved child, without an apparent chip on his shoulder. Yet the drive that underlies the phenomenal body of work he has created cannot be assembled without a steely determination. Perhaps the lesson for tennis sociologists from the Roger Federer story is that such determination is classless, that it can burn as brightly in someone for whom everything was laid on as it can in someone who has had to fight for everything.